Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Nitya Leela, Pradosh Leela, 8:24 p.m. to 10:48 p.m. Evening pastimes. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya 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 Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The Evening Arati of Gaurakishore. Mukunda, Murari Gupta, Sridhar, Haridas, Narahari, Shuklambara, Akreshwara, and all the devotees arrive quickly at Srivas's house. Nityananda Prabhu holds an umbrella over Lord Gauranga's head, while Gadadhar waves a chamara fan. Advaita Gosai, blossoming with boundless bliss, performs the arati to Gaurakishore Gauranga, who appears like a golden mountain sitting upon the dazzling Singhasan. Srivas throws showers and showers of flowers. Shuklambar anoints Gaurasundar with chandan, and Murari Gupta shouts, Jai, Jai. Madhavan Vasugosh, Purushottam Vijay, and other great souls sing sweet ragas endowed with matchless embellishments. They expertly play on mridangas, flutes, bells, and cymbals. Deafening disc-shaped gongs clang out intense reverberations. Rakreshwara Pandit spins around and around, dancing in supreme exhilaration. Gadadhar, Sridhar, Gauridas, and Haridas dance overwhelmed in rasa. Lord Gauranga, watching all his bhaktas, is marveling how wonderfully these devotees dance in extreme madness. The demigods in the sky are totally captivated beholding this ecstatic scene. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are shivering in delight and crying continuously. This artik is going on in Gauranga's house. After the artik, Advaita and all the devotees from the neighborhood gather outside the gate before Srivas Thakur's house. As Gaurasundar Prabhu gestures, the devotees open the gate to allow his various associates entrance into Srivas's courtyard. The door was opened only on the order of Lord Gaurahari, so none other than his associates could enter. The devotees worship Mahaprabhu with prayers, flowers, betel nuts, and various other sevas. Gauranga sits for a while after the artik performed by Advaita in Srivasa's house and enjoys the pleasure of hearing Krishna Katha. Thus ends the dusk pastimes.